It's time to speak to a man who would normally be up there at the Magic Millions. Unfortunately, he's had a little injury in recent times, so Stephen Irwin will not be up at the Millions. He's been a long-time worker in many stud farms, including Arrowfield, looking after some of the best horse flesh in the world. He's come from a long line of racing and horse enthusiasts, and now he's also branched out into an author with Contention, his first book on the shelves, and it's great to catch up with Stephen this morning. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, mate. It's good to talk to you, and it's good to hear Tagaloa's on the recovery. He was one I sold at Arrowfield.
Really?
Yep. It was my first year back at Arrowfield, and he was a lovely yearling, and everything that Trent and Natalie say is actually true. They come around and just loved him, and that was it. They were going to buy him.
Did you know he was going to be good from day dot? He's got a presence about him.
He did. He was very interesting, because I'd never prepped a horse by that sire before, and he just had the best temperament and just did everything he really needed in prep, and was just absolutely fantastic yearling. And to be honest, I was very surprised he was actually an early two-year-old, because he looked a bit like more of a three-year-old miler to me. But so it's real credit to them on getting him up and going so well.
You've been involved with so many superstars over the years. What would be the top couple of yearlings that have stood out in your mind over the years that you've had something to do with?
Oh, look, I worked at a lot of great farms and, in South Australia, at Narunga Stud for my father, and Blanton Park and Witten and Yarraman and Arrowfield. And look, I think Dane Ripper, Elias, Accomplice, King's High. But I still put the all-time best horse I reckon overprepared. He never won a Group 1, but was Beneteau at Arrowfield. So he was absolutely, to me, just a superstar yearling, and he's the sort of benchmark that I set for a yearling. And to be able to have horses that come out like Tagaloa and things like that, and Anders after that Magic Millions draft, it sort of was great to get back to Arrowfield and do it.
Did you, speaking of star Arrowfield horses, the big boom two-year-old at the moment is remarkable. I spoke to John Massara last week. Did you have much to do with that two-year-old? And if it hadn't been for that injury prior to the Ingle sales last year, he may well have been on sold, as he expected him to be his sale topper.
Yes, he was. He was honestly probably, he would have been as good a yearling as I've ever prepared. And he was in preparation, and it was just one of those things. In the morning we were leading yearlings out, and another yearling took a fright and come flying back towards us, and I was sort of two horses behind one of the people leading him, and a couple of horses got away, and he hit a fence and got an injury, and it was absolutely the hardest phone call I've ever had to make, to ring Paul and the general manager and say, we've had an injury. Couldn't believe it, but for him to recover and be back like he is now, and to see the size of his stride and how good he looks, I'm not surprised that it's just, look, it'd be a fairy tale come true if he does win the slipper and something like that for Arrowfield. It just would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be an unbelievable story. We can't wait to see him hit the track this Saturday. I know you're not up there, but have you had a look at the Arrowfield draft and the other horses or the yearlings that are up there? Because I know a lot of people rely on your eye and expertise. Is there any couple that stand out?
Oh, look, I've had a look at the... basically, I've been watching a lot of videos. I've had surgery just at the start of December on the ankle, and I've been watching a lot of live videos online, and there's some cracker yearlings out there. And look, to be honest, I'm probably a bit biased to Arrowfield, but the ones I really loved there was Billy Slater's got a reduced choice colt out of Inner Show, and is just, to me, just the walk on him is just unbelievable, and I think he looks a bit of a superstar himself. And there's another cracker of a filly by Stinsolata. Later Gator's a very nice type. And there's also a real ripper of a colt by Reduced Choice out of Al Jazeera that I absolutely love as well. So, but saying that, I've also, there's a ripper of a Piero colt I saw on Kingstar's website, and colt there. It looks a lovely early type of horse, and there's supposed to be some fantastic yearlings around this year.
You've come from such a rich racing family. Your father, who did just about everything in the racing game, including training a Group 1 winner.
Yeah, he trained for the Brown family in South Australia, and trained a lot of homebred horses, and his best one he trained was a mare called Uncle Owie. He won the Toorak Handicap, and it's funny, Dad still explains, after winning that, he said he just floated down the stairs and couldn't believe it. BS, and Bart come up and congratulated him because he's only a young trainer. And then his other sort of one that was the one that got away, he'd come up to Sydney and he had a horse called Pelican Point in the AJC Derby, and he was silly enough to ask Tommy Smith, you know, when do you take off at Randwick, you know, up the straight, and Tommy says, don't do anything till after the rise. And typical Tommy, Belmira lad come flying down the outside, took off before the rise and just got Pelican Point on the post. So that was a great thrill for Dad. But yeah, he did train. He's a very good horseman in his own right and had some great success.
And you've a man of many talents, because I know you make a lot of horse equipment with your hand, welding and so forth as well. And I've just had a look at your website. Some of the stuff that you're making is absolutely phenomenal, as well as some art as well.
Yeah, I got into making a lot of horse products myself years ago, actually, when my father started Lanza Park, and learned from there. And then I actually had my own properties and built them from scratch, and then was lucky enough to sell them. And so that was a big part of my business. And then I actually helped consult and build and design Arrowfield's Healing Complex, and also the Magic Millions Perth Complex. So that was fantastic. But then I actually turned my hand to sculptures, which I didn't think I could do. And yeah, I've actually won a couple of awards with some sculptures, and one's on the front cover of my first book, actually.
Well, that's a lovely segue, because now, as well as everything else that you have done in your career, you're an author. Your first book, not surprisingly, based on the racing industry, is called Contention. And I'll just read a little bit of the blurb on the back. It's two rival racehorse trainers compete in the world's most prestigious race at Royal Ascot, the Queen Anne Stakes. Angus Masters is rich, arrogant and determined to crush anyone who gets between him and victory. He will stop at nothing to win, even if it means breaking the rules. Logan Weston is a small-time trainer who has been knocked down more times than most. He has a point to prove, and in the true Aussie spirit, is ready to give it everything he's got. It goes on to say that Contention captures heart-pounding excitement of the sport of kings, the wild seduction and temptation of dangerous women, a trainer's love for his prize horse, and the thrill of the race to becoming a champion. It sounds exciting. I've had a little bit of a look at a few of the pages. I can't wait to get my teeth stuck into it. But where did this come from? Had you always been a writer? Did you always think you had a book in you?
Never knew it. I can't ever really sleep. I actually left school when I was 14, so I've got terrible writing skills and grammar. But my wife said, look, why don't you just go and write or get some, you know, try and get all these ideas out of your head. And it was quite interesting. So the front cover was that sculpture. I won the award for that, and it was 17,000 first prize. So I went and bought an engagement ring and proposed to my wife. And we were celebrating in Newcastle, and the idea of Contention hit me at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I started writing it. One of the biggest things is, I think the best race in the world is the Cox Plate. And that many times I've watched the Bone Crush, the Waverly Star race, and I just absolutely loved it. So the stories are all around, each book that I've written is all around the Cox Plate. The first one's actually about, you know, the down-and-out guy Logan. Angus Masters comes and steals his horse, gets new owners to buy it on the Tuesday before the Cox Plate, puts blinkers on it and wins the Cox Plate, and so sort of crushed Logan, gave him a smack in the mouth at racetrack, and he got disqualified for a few months, and then he gets picked up by a rich lady in England, so they start training and getting a racing industry going over there, and then him and Angus Masters end up going toe-to-toe again in England, so, and then it continues on from there. So
it's a great storyline, and you know so many people and work so closely with everyone in the racing industry. Who have you based these characters on?
Couple of them I probably couldn't say, but there is a couple of people in the book, like some big owner breeders like John Massaro and Paul Massaro, a few of them come into it. And look, to be honest, I probably couldn't say, because a few people might get a little bit offended, but there's a lot of people based. The Larrick and Bloodstock agent is based off Dermot Farrington. even based another racing manager off Damon Gabbity and a few people like that. But it's great for them to all think that it's them, but they don't know the actual true truth.
And this is just the first book. The second one is due for release as well.
Yeah, it's coming out in March, and I think the second one will really take off. It's got a lot of interest already because it's based around, sort of goes back a few years. This already happened before the Logan Western and Angus Masters started having a rivalry, but a rich billionaire TV reality show guy bought some horsehair off a young guy and cloned 21 champions from the past, horses like Northern Dance, Seabiscuit, Kachurgar, Secretariat, Manicato, Kingston Town, Dulcify, Bain. And he's cloned those horses, and there's 21 of them, and splits them and gives them the Logan Western and Angus Masters, and they bring a new high-tech trainer in, an ex-baseball player from America. So then we'll find out who the champion of champions is, and that goes over two books.
Gee whiz, how long does it take you to come up with the ideas and then actually put the pen to paper, because Contention is over 400 pages long.
Yeah, well, it's I think it was about 122,000 words. That took about 18 months to 2 years to write. The second book is 140,000 words. I actually did that in about 9 months. Even when I took the job at Arrowfield, I was just writing at night. I couldn't stop writing that. So I can write pretty quick and sort of get into it, and I'm lucky I've never had writer's block. And you get a lot of ideas come to your head during the day, and I don't ever write notes down because I think Stephen King made a good point. If it's not good enough to stay in your mind, it's not good enough for the book, and that's how I look at it. So basically every night I write. Just if you sort of get out of the groove, then you, I doubt myself if I get out of the groove, so I try and write every single night.
It's brilliant. I can't wait to get stuck into Contention. It sounds the second is going to be even more exciting. So are you Australia's Dick Francis?
I'm hoping. That's the aim. And so it's pretty tough, though, to be honest. I've been sending the books out to publishers and agents. And I self-published the first book solely for one reason. I wanted to get the reader's point of view instead of an agent or a publisher saying I don't like it. And honestly, the reviews have come back. Basically, they're 5 out of 5. So when I've been trying to get an agent or a publisher at the moment, they're going, oh, you're self-published. We're not really interested at the moment. Maybe send us something else. So I'm going to hook in and just get this. Well, it's a 4-book series, actually, and self-publish. And, you know, each lot of books probably only cost me $7,000 to get out there. So I've really got to work hard and get it out there to the readers. But everyone loves the first book. I've had about 4 people read the second and third book, and they all said they're both better than the first. So I think it's pretty exciting times, and I'll get there. Someone will pick me up at some stage.
Well, Stephen, you've had an amazing life in horses, and now making the leap into author as well. So Contention in all good bookstores. Make sure you get it. Good luck with your ankle, and hopefully we'll see you back at the sales very, very soon, Stephen.
Yep. All right. Appreciate the call, mate, and all the best.